From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting there will be a new leader of the United Nations. The UN Security Council has unanimously agreed on who should be the next UN Secretary General. Russia's UN Ambassador Vitaly Churkin made the announcement to reporters Wednesday, surrounded by ambassadors from the 14 other Council nations after they had held their sixth informal poll of the 10 candidates behind closed doors.
But today, after our sixth straw poll, we have a clear favorite. And his name is Antonio Guterres. And we have decided to go for a formal vote tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock. And we hope it can be done by acclamation. This is what we are looking at. So tomorrow morning, acclamation vote. And wish Mr. Guterres well in discharging his duties as the Secretary General of the United Nations for the next 5 years.
Guterres, who served as the UN's refugee chief until last December, led all five previous polls. Diplomats said in the sixth poll, where the five veto-wielding council members used different colored ballots, he received 13 encourage votes, no discourage votes, and 2 no opinions. A National Security Agency contractor has been arrested and is being investigated for taking highly classified information, according to a statement by the Department of Justice. The suspect, 51-year-old Harold Thomas Martin III of Glen Burnie, Maryland, was arrested in late August, the statement said, adding that he had a top-secret national security clearance. The statement did not specify the nature or quantity of the information taken, but did speak of 6 documents obtained from sensitive intelligence and produced by a government agency in 2014. This is VOA News. The Russian government